Cell metabolism in renal cell carcinoma, RCC. Tumors is disrupted. An RCC tumor cell stand to have high levels of an enzyme called glutaminase, a key enzyme for the metabolism of glutamine. Glutamine is an amino acid that is found in most proteins. It is a source of energy for cell growth. Telaglenostatin, a glutaminase inhibitor that blocks the use of glutamine by cells. This causes a buildup of glutamine that becomes toxic to cancer cells. In a phase 1 study, telaglenostat showed encouraging safety and effectiveness when used in combination with cabozantinib, a second or third line treatment for metastatic RCC. In this oral presentation at the American Society for Clinical Oncology, ASCO, annual meeting at the weekend, the phase 2 CANTATA study compared telaglenostat plus cabozantinib with placebo plus cabozantinib in previously treated patients with clear cell metastatic RCC. There were 444 patients randomly put into two groups to be treated with telaglenostat, cabozantinib or placebo, cabozantinib. Patients were followed for an average of around 1 year. There was no benefit of telaglenostat, cabozantinib. In terms of patient outcomes compared to placebo, cabozantinib, rates of side effects were similar between the two treatment groups and included high blood pressure and diarrhea. In summary, the addition of telaglenostat did not improve the efficacy of cabozantinib, a second or third line treatment for metastatic RCC. However, the combination of telaglenostat plus cabozantinib was well tolerated with side effects expected from each treatment. Read the Calithera press release here.